Right, my name's Robert Kittyhelper and I'm the CEO for the Anglican Missions Board of the Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia, the Anglican Church here, and the Missions Board looks after all of the overseas missions work, including relief and development work from the response of our province, which includes the Diocese of Polynesia, which of course is the area that was heavily hit by Cyclone Winston.
Now we've heard a lot about the cyclone here over the weekend. What's the latest? What's happening there?
Well, you've probably heard that this is the most severe cyclone to hit our region, with devastating results. We've had 42 dead so far. Islands have been devastated, housing and people's lives devastated. What's happening now? Well, rescue and relief efforts are stepping up from all quarters, including the government. The churches are looking at ways they can assist, and our churches on the ground who we've been in contact with are in asking for support and help. Communications is very difficult at the moment. Clearly the storm has affected communications across the region. We, as the Anglican Missions Board, is currently working with the Methodist Church here in New Zealand to send two container loads of emergency supplies to Fiji. We've also launched an emergency appeal to coordinate efforts across the church. We're working to get information at this stage. So I think it's critical time is to try and get communication reports back from all the various regions. We do have a man on the ground at the moment. Our projects officer is in Fiji right now with the people there assessing needs. So really, it's early days, and we're going to need to be in for the long haul.
I see. You mentioned about emergency supplies. What are the practical needs and what are the prayer needs for this area at this time?
Well, what we'll be looking at really is just getting some basic supplies in, including clothing and makeshift shelter and that type of thing, water and basic supplies, basically. That's what we're looking at this stage, blankets and so on. So very basic at this stage because we're really still in the rescue mode. Even though things are settling down, we'll move into sort of relief mode in no time, and then we will move into rebuilding mode in time. So whatever support can be offered will be gratefully received. Clearly, prayers and assistance are needed. We've had offers already from Rachel Carnegie of the Anglican Alliance. She's looking at how she can coordinate international support, working through the Missions Board here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, Polynesia, based in New Zealand. Probably the easiest way to assist is to send funds. We have the ability to donate online through the Anglican Missions Board. We'll be coordinating efforts on behalf of our province. But certainly prayer and assistance is how people can help.